This is a special month for me, not just because of the presidential candidate debates, as much as I love our quadrennial political theater. This weekend, a group of my oldest friends are getting together. They'll start in Dallas and try out some Big D dinners and museums, and then they'll head north for a quieter visit on an old ranch in Oklahoma. There will be about a dozen women there who've known each other since we were all freshmen in college. I begged them not to schedule this reunion before Election Day, and I lost. That's why I'm here and not there this weekend, but I'll catch up next year. These are women who were around when we all fell in love and married or didn't, when marriages ended, when children were born, now grandchildren. We've seen each other through family problems and serious illnesses through years and years of friendship. Shared history also goes beyond the personal things to include bigger events, even historic ones we faced together. This was also a reunion month for my husband. Last weekend, we went out to Ann Arbor for almost 24 hours for a football game and a dinner with his oldest friends. Even though I first saw the big house just a dozen years ago, they've made room for me at their reunion. Men are not as good at this as women, not as intimate, but this group is blessed with a man, he was called Moose back in the day, who's determined not to let those friendships lapse. He organizes everything, and when they all get together, they wonder why they waited so long. I've tried to think why we seem to need these little reunions. It's not just me, although I do hang on to friends. I have friends from first grade. It's not nostalgia. School days were fine, but certainly not the best days of our lives. I think it's the strength we gather from one another. When banks and businesses fail, friends don't. When horrible events happen, friends check in. Friendship is not so much comforting as nourishing, and it's restful. Not having to work on relationships, we've done that already. It's the richness of the lives we've all led, added together, and shared. It's also, laugh out loud, does anybody know CPR, I'm dizzy and I can't breathe, fun. But in the end, maybe it's trust. That's in very short supply these days. People tell me all the time that they don't believe anything the candidates say, and that's just the beginning. Maybe it's the feeling that when things are shaking and quaking, as they certainly are right now, we trust that somewhere in that group of old friends, we'll find what we need to hold it together.